Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And I thought after last week's interview with Mike Bruno, it'd be a good time to talk about, we're going to look at some very cool and creative ways to continue training and having folks comfortable talking to members about the investment services, because I know from personal experience, it can be very intimidating to talk to somebody about something I myself did not fully understand at the time. And of course, none of us that are not licensed folks cannot be out there giving advice and guidance to people about mutual funds and stuff like that. But what we can do is look for opportunities, of which there are many, to get folks over to the investment department so Mike and his crew can get folks set up the right way. A very, very competitive business, the business of investments. All you have to do is watch CNN or Fox News tonight, and you will see any number of large national brands advertising their, you know, if you watch TV, you labor under the misconception that every baby boomer that retires is going to own a vineyard in, you know, Napa Valley, California, or a bed and breakfast on the coast of New Hampshire. And I think the reality is very, very different than that. Investment is not based exclusively on age. Investment is not based exclusively on retirement. Some people start very, very early and simply want a more aggressive approach to growing their money than in a traditional deposit account and stuff like that. So today on the show, real quickly, just want to talk to you about some of the things that I did when I was working at what we called the branch. In your case, the community financial centers. We didn't even have a call center when I worked at the bank in the 1990s. We were the call center. People would call, you know, the local number. I need to speak to a personal banker, and they would just route it to whoever line wasn't lit, or just they would just roulette it. Hey, okay, this guy's turn, her turn, his turn, this kind of thing. And I would get those kinds of questions all the time, and many times it was folks that already had an account at the bank. And so it did make it easier when you have access to that account and transaction history. And so I want to talk about that a little bit. I asked Mike if he could help me with, you know, my finances, but he said he really couldn't do much with the $16 in my savings account. So I'll have to keep working on that. All right, couple things. I used to use this example when I spoke professionally out there at all those credit union events. When you go to somebody and ask them about perhaps where they're doing their banking at other brands, when you ask them about that, it's very much like going up to somebody you don't know on the street. Imagine you're in Publix, you're at the grocery store, and you just walk up onto a stranger and say, hey, can I look inside your wallet? Can I look inside your purse? Because that's basically what you're doing when you ask people, hey, tell me about where else you're doing your banking. And of course, Americans are conditioned to think of their money and their investments as very private and very personal things. There's a reason those investment statements come in those envelopes that you can't see through. And there's a reason people are very, very careful about that. So if you have a rapport with your members at the CFC, that makes it much, much easier. But it is always important to ask permission to ask. Now, you know, Mr. Bruno, I wonder if I might ask you about some of these items I see on your account. I notice you have a lot of ACHs going out to Merrill Lynch or Prudential, whatever the case may be. Ask permission to ask. It's just a great way to start the conversation. You know, you have to be thinking about, is it the right time? You know, we talk about music on this show a lot, time and tempo. If there are lots of people waiting, it may not be the best time to have a long conversation. Maybe it's hey, next time you come in, I see you're in a hurry. I would love to ask you about some of these other items, all right? Ask permission to ask. Remember, you don't know, I don't know, the first thing about mutual funds and commodities and bonds and municipal bonds and treasury bonds. I don't know the first thing about them. If all I could learn about them, I would pick up my phone right here and Google it, and that's all I would know. You don't need to know that. My two most important words that I use, and like I said, when I worked at the bank, the biggest credit you could get was for making referrals to the investment department. We had these scores, you know, how much new money did you bring in, how many dollars in loans did you do, but mortgage referrals were big, and investment, what we called them, brokerage referrals, were huge. And because I was getting quite a few of those every month, I have no doubt I would not be sitting here doing this show with you had I not done a good job on this. It led to a promotion into private banking, which was the first time I had my own office and my own independence. And I was told, this office is your bank. You can come and go as you please. Just take care of the customers. Make sure your numbers are great. I remember I started taking flying lessons on Friday morning. So I would be out on Friday morning and come in, you know, at 10 or 11 o'clock, and nobody said anything. It was the first time I worked without a direct supervisor. It was awesome, all because I had figured out a way to leverage the opportunities around investments. We were all pretty close as bankers with new money and loans and stuff like that. But those brokerage referrals really allowed me to separate myself from my peers there in the Midland Odessa banking marketplace. And my two favorite words were variety and options. Mr. Bruno, we have a variety of options in our investment department. Let me walk you over here and let you meet with so-and-so, and he can give you all the details, because licensed people don't do details. Our job is what we used to call CIC, cheeks in chair. Get those cheeks in the chair. Let the investment folks take it from there, because we got credit for the referrals. If the guys in the investment department, I'm not saying our guys would do this, but the guys in the investment department fumbled it, that was on them. We got credit every time somebody went over there. And, of course, this was way before the internet. I mean, it was all kept on a clipboard, you know, post-it notes and stuff like that. We have a variety of options, and that is super, super important. If people ask for specifics, well, what kind of mutual funds? Well, we have a variety of them. We have options for people like you that are very interested. I'm not licensed, but it is at no cost for you to go sit down with Mike Bruno and his crew and talk about that. Now, this is another thing that's very, very important. No, when members say, no, I don't really want to go down that road. I'm happy with my guy. No does not always mean no. In the world of selling, what separates the great folks from the good folks is the great folks don't take no for an answer. Because sometimes it's not no. Sometimes it simply means they don't understand the benefit of the product or service that you're talking about. And so, like I said, I'm going to get with Mike and Tony and try to come up with some creative ways to have some fun with this, and to something that we can do ongoing, because this investment business is super important to any modern full-service banking brand, which is what GTE Financial is. And so we want to make sure people are comfortable out there and that we have a robust connection and harmony, another great musical term, harmony, between the folks that don't work in the investment department and the folks that do. And so we will be looking for clever ways to do that. But just remember, no doesn't always mean no. It's like, if anybody watched Downton Abbey, it used to drive me crazy. Every time a guy asked a woman to marry him on Downton Abbey, she had to think about it. That must be an English thing or an 18th, 19th century thing. And I'm like, look, I don't have time to be sitting around for 6 weeks waiting on an answer, yes or no, yes or no. Well, I guess let me think about it is certainly better than no. But anyway, no doesn't always mean no. Make sure you're explaining the benefits of the proximity of the investment department, having somebody locally, having all of your stuff on one statement, having access to it through one application on your phone or on your iPad. Americans do love convenience. And on a side note, I am never going to eat breakfast and drink coffee before I do the podcast ever again. I don't know if you can tell my voice is sort of halting here. And anyway, ask permission to ask. Talk about the variety of options that we have available to our members. No does not always mean no. And then finally, because we like to do things in quarters here, 1, 2, 3, 4, ask when, not if, you can set up a time for them to meet with Mike and his crew. It's much better to say, when can I set up an appointment for you? When is it convenient for you? Because that compels the member to think about, okay, what does my schedule look like? But if you say, can I, may I, they can simply say no, and they don't have to think about anything. So ask when, not if. Listen, folks, you guys have a great, great week out there. And remember, tons and tons of opportunities are out there when you're looking at the transaction history. There are cues that people drop and say so that you know that they might be a candidate, asking about rates, asking about deposit rates, asking about the amount of money that is insured when it's put in the credit union. We had Peter Belk on a couple weeks ago talking about he had to do two things at once. He had to focus on what was happening with the band, but also had to peripherally keep an eye on what was going on with the stage. And that is banking. Focus, yes, on the transaction at hand, the details. But a lot of times there's stuff going on the periphery that will tell you that the relationship that member could have with the credit union isn't as complete as it could be. And of course, we're supposed to be good at asking people questions about their complete financial needs, because I'm sure many of us said that we would do that when we were in the interview. And as I like to say, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's be in business forever. Let's drive our competitors crazy. And until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Bye.
Ba-ba-da, ba-ba-da, ba-ba-da.